Team.
Blog Talk Radio.
Team. Scene. Radio. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Visit us online at facebook.com/teamsceneradio and or teamscenedream@gmail.com. I'm going to keep the radio show very, very simple and quick this evening. I wanted to say that, it takes effort. I've been programming school, by the way. I've been doing really good, keeping my straight 4.0 average. I completed all my assignments, and I'm feeling really good about it. You complete a whole assignment, you've done really well. You want to make sure that it's graded, you know, the way that you thought it should have been graded. You know, I want to see the 50 to 100 points that I'm supposed to have on all my graded papers or on my graded online work. However, it's just having a blessing. When you have a dream, when you have a goal, it really, really takes incorporating the efforts of others to get something working. Like I was saying on a conference call I had earlier for my new business, my investment business, we opened up several offices, and I'm explaining to new investment partners, look, the business is nothing without you. Whether you're a partner, whether you're an employee or a client, you are the business. You know, it takes people to get a business working. You know, you can have all the money in the world. However, if you don't have people that are working with you, it doesn't make any sense. You know, that you can open up a movie theater. However, if there's nobody coming in to watch the movies, you might as well just shut it down. You know, you can buy a big house for a family with 10, 30 bedrooms. Yeah. However, you need a family to live in that house. You can't just live in a 30-bedroom house by yourself. The house just starts talking to you all day and night, you know. You can't even live in it unless you got chatter from the kids. Unless the hallways start having a voice. Yeah. The lights start looking at you and saying, where's your family? Huh? And the refrigerator starts open and closing on its own and says, hi, how are you doing? Here the oven starts opening up and closing and saying, hey, I'm your new buddy. You know, you're standing there saying to yourself, all of this brand new house, where's the family? It brings tears to my eyes and some of me that we have all the things we ever asked and dreamed about. Where are all the people we're supposed to enjoy it with? Where are you all? Where is my family? Where are my friends? I can make some friends. If I make some friends, you're not really friends. You're just some make-believe friends. I guess they say with money, things are a little bit different. When you have money, people are your friends because they're your friends. When you have money, people are your friends because you have money. Mm-hmm. Just tell people what to do. If it's $50, so I can slap you upside the head. No, not $50. You can slap me upside the head. I didn't agree to that. Yeah. And what about love? They said you can't buy love. Then they say money can buy anything. Then I'm saying money doesn't buy everything. Yeah. So that's just something to think about, people. Many wealthy people hide their wealth. They don't want people seeing their wealth. Yeah. Nobody is interested in people being their friends just because they have money. However, it's like a yacht. You have a $100 million yacht. However, you get a whole crew together. You know, a crew costs you. It takes a lot to have a crew for a $100 million yacht. Yeah. And on a $100 million yacht, you got a whole crew. What? You can go sailing. You can go yachting on your own. one person yachting all on their own for $100 million yacht. You got a crew that's paid either by the hour of the voyage, and all of a sudden you're the only person on the boat. There's got to be somebody in this world that wants to go yachting with you. You know, I think everybody in this world, I mean, just me personally. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I remember when I got my first really nice car. I was rolling around, and I'm wondering why I'm rolling around alone. Do you realize I had to get out of the car and get on the metro just so I could have a friend? Pocket full of money, Everything, for the most part, in order, a nice house waiting on me to come back to the house. I'm wondering, hey, where are all my friends? I wasn't about to spend $100 for somebody to spend an hour with me. Well, yeah, I'm supposed to have somebody who can be with me eternally. What does this have to do with Teen Scene Radio, they said? Well, I tell you what it has to do with Teen Scene Radio. Everybody's going to go through this. Most of us have family. For those of us who don't have family, guess what? We got to build a family. Make a family. Teens, you got to get ready for living. Okay? Love's number one. Love one another, you guys. That's going to do it for this evening. Teen Scene Radio. Visit us online at Teen Scene Dream at Facebook.com and or visit online at Facebook.com/Teen Scene Radio and or Teen Scene Dream at gmail.com. Listen, be my family. Be in love with me. Okay? I don't mean personally, just living. Wealth is a mind state. I mean, I got a multi-million-dollar organizational entity that needs a family. It's like buying a big office building. I mean, you can rent to tenants. How about when we put our own organization in this office building? And look around and say, where are all the people that were supposed to be working with this organization? Huh? You guys aren't smoked out and doped up and drunk somewhere with something up your butt, are you? Well, let's get it working and right. If you work with this organization, then you come to the forefront. You might have to fill in an application. You might have to actually do something, like work. You know, do something that you love. You don't work for me. You work for the organization. You work for yourself. Does that make sense? Listen, Teen Scene Radio. Teen Scene Dream at gmail.com. Just think about it. You know? Stay focused with the straight A's and 4.0. Have a good night.